It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday the 11th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. When we talk about building new technology, we're often talking about building it out of artificial ingredients. But as we understand our natural world more, the idea of biotechnology is growing. And a person at the forefront of using biotech and everything from medical instruments to consumer electronics is biological engineering professor Angela Belcher at MIT. She's been looking at sea snails, also known as abalone, and how they might help us build new tech.
They have proteins that's job is to grab calcium and carbonate out of solution and build up little brick wall-like structures into calcium carbonate. And you go, chalk, I know calcium carbonate, I know chalk. What's so great about chalk? But when you take these materials and you use some biology and you use some genetics, they can build with very fine control over the materials that give them a lot of strength and regularity.
And how might materials like this be used by humans?
In my lab, we don't actually use calcium carbonate, but we look at the process by which organisms make materials, and we say, okay, let's use some of those same great controls, and let's make them into manufactured materials that we can use in our everyday life.
Can you give me something that's on your personal wish list for something that you would love to see happen in terms of us using biological processes or biological materials in order to either replace a current technology or create a new technology?
There's so many areas that I'd like to see this biological processing in, or biologically inspired processing in fuel, in making biologically based batteries where the components of the batteries, the electrodes, are made at low temperature and pressure that are compatible with the environment. I'd like them to be completely biodegradable.
It's an interesting idea to me because humans are so good at making things that they then sort of toss back into the environment. Somewhere in my house, I have a closet full of old cell phone chargers that I'm, you know, still guilty about not figuring out what to do with them.
I have those too. One of the things also is that usually when nature's making materials, it doesn't take a large material and whittle it down to make a smaller one of the right components. One of the things that you can do with biology is build it, one atom at a time and build it into the right dimension so you're not using excess. And I think that going back to your cell phone chargers, you can think about, well, do you really need that whole charger? Is there just a smaller component that would make it as effective? And can we, use biology and form and structure to make more efficient materials?
Angela Belcher is a professor of biological engineering and material science at MIT. Angela, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And before we go, something scary was happening in the city of Philadelphia recently, or technically, I guess it was happening on an anonymous Instagram account. The account called Rats215 was posting photos, police statements, and testimony, apparently with the intention of identifying and thus intimidating key witnesses in violent crime cases. Now authorities are working on their own bit of identifying of the Instagram account holder. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.